A well-known leader in Philadelphia academic circles passed away yesterday after a prolonged illness. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that he searched for his acres of diamonds in North Philadelphia.
The acres of diamonds speech that anyone could get ahead through hard work is familiar to many Temple University graduates from the 80s and beyond. University founder Russell Conwell said he'd given that speech thousands of times, and his successor, Peter Liacouras, took the North Philadelphia acreage of what was then mostly a commuter school and expanded it into a major force in the region's educational system. Liacouras ran Temple from 1982 through 2000, and Chancellor Richard Englert says he was a man who transformed the main campus.
He was a master strategist. What I liked about him and just so admired is he didn't just read the future, he actually shaped the future. An outside-the-box thinker who was enormously, enormously creative, and he understood that if you bring people to campus, Temple University will sell itself.
Liacouras promoted the school through its athletic program, building the arena that would later be renamed in his honor for basketball on the site of a former car dealership. He moved the football program from a small stadium in Cheltenham to Veterans Stadium, giving every student a season ticket through their activity fund in order to boost game attendance. Englert said Liacouras' strategy worked out, and building more dorm space enticed students to stay on campus.
Our main campus enrollments have gone up some 90% simply because of that.
Liacouras wasn't everyone's hero. Neighbors surrounding the campus protested the spread of the university into the north central Philadelphia neighborhoods around it. A memorial service will be held next Friday at Temple's Performing Arts Center. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.